when two people or two groups are working on something from opposite directions, they can very easily be on a collision course, or it could be said that they are working at cross purposes. I suppose it could be said that Jesus was working at a cross purpose himself for most of his public ministry, but for different reasons than his accusers, and for far different results than his opponents expected. Today's commemoration of the Lord's Passion and death is located between last night's commemoration of the institution of the Holy Eucharist and the mandate that Jesus gave to be of service to others, as expressed by his washing of the feet of the apostles. Tomorrow night's commemoration is the other side of this three-piece event, all one. We began last evening's liturgy of the Lord's Supper with the sign of the cross. The sign of the cross will not conclude this three-part liturgy until tomorrow evening. One complete united piece, passion, death, and resurrection. Today's celebration is that bridge connecting the two, last night and tomorrow night. It is a kind of linchpin, if you will, that helps to open that door, that part of the hinge that allows the door to open to everlasting life that lies ahead for us. In our liturgy today, the cross and our veneration of the cross are a bridge in this celebration between the liturgy of the Word, which we're in right now and will continue in until the conclusion of the intercessions, and the communion rite. This is a three-part service, and the cross is that linchpin that holds this part together with the concluding part, the communion rite. Back on the day of the catechumens' entrance into that order, the order of catechumens, those who are to be baptized, communed, confirmed on Holy Saturday, they received the sign of the cross on their forehead, ears, eyes, lips, heart, shoulders, and feet. The catechumens weren't blessed with the cross. They were marked or signed with the way of the cross, which is the way of Christ. There is a big difference. At our baptisms, we were signed with the sign of the cross, that, if you will, piece of that indelible mark emblazoned on us, branding us, if you will. Markings declared who we belong to. We mark and we pass on the living sign of our faith, the cross. At last evening's celebration of the Mass of the Lord's Supper, we heard the words from St. Paul, his first letter to the Corinthians. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Today, in this proclamation of the Holy Gospel according to John, the Passion. We just recounted his being handed over and of his body being broken in the end. Last night we heard, in the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Today, we just recounted Jesus' passion and death. St. John Chrysostom wrote of this passage, the gospel records that when Christ was dead, but still hanging on the cross, a soldier came and pierced his side with a lance, and immediately there poured out water and blood. Now the water was a symbol of baptism and the blood of the Holy Eucharist. The soldier pierced the Lord's side. He breached the wall of the sacred temple. And John Chrysostom writes, "And I have found the treasure, and I have made it my own." So also with the lamb, the Jews sacrificed the victim, and I have been saved by it. Last night, Jesus spoke of giving the gift. Today, on the cross, Christ gave it. And we, blessed are we, for we are the recipients. In a short time, we'll come forward to venerate the cross, bowing to it, touching it, perhaps genuflecting to it, in some way venerating this most sacred sign. We do it not because it's an instrument of execution, of course, but because it is the means of our salvation. That's the doorway into everlasting life. Hail, O cross, our only hope. What we celebrate today is that sin and death do not have the last word, because Christ took upon himself the nature of a slave and became obedient unto death on a cross. God has exalted him. And we who become like Jesus in the pattern of his death will also share the likeness of his resurrection. There are some defeats more triumphant than victories.